So we stayed there and did what God said, followed and obeyed God. And what happened? Ring, telephone. Cora, this is Larry. Ring. Who is this guy? Cora, is Jimmy there? No. He hadn't gotten in from work yet. One of those rare chance times that he was working. But Cora, the Lord told us, his wife's name Pam, told Pam and me to give you our house. What? I didn't hear that. They bought that house when they moved to Ramah to go to, moved to Oklahoma, Coweta, to go to Ramah. Lived in it 9 months, went back to Oklahoma City. He said, he told us to give it to you. So in a little while, we were moving. Because we were struggling to pay a $385 a month rent. Just listen to God and do what he says. I'm trying to tell you, some of you get offended when I talk about money. I know what it is, a struggle. I'm trying to get you out of that struggle, amen? But I tell you what, I don't choose to go back into struggling. And when I tell you I sowed a seed, I'm not bragging on me. I'm telling you what my God gave me to give. I was counting up this morning, just yesterday and today, I sold $130, $40 worth of seeds. I expect a harvest. Amen. Say harvest. But anyway, and so Larry said, the Lord told us to give you that house. We moved into the house, nice house, lived in 9 months, 3-bedroom. Children each had their own room. Michelle just born. Little talk, she probably don't even remember. You remember that house? She can't remember. That's what we tell Jaleel. She was everybody's baby. She was our baby. Child got spoiled. She can't even remember. But she's the oldest grandchild, graduating this year with honors. Praise the Lord. And so he said that, and then we lived there, but came the end of Bishop's term at school. The Lord said, go back to Mississippi. I said, no, God, please. We got a house. It's ours. We're not paying anything. We came back, didn't even have anywhere to go. Found a place of Pine. I guess we were thinking we were going back to Mama's. I don't know, and Daddy's. But we found a place at Pine View. We were renting. And then Miss Moore moved and on 32. Those of you who know where we lived on 32, that little house wasn't big enough for 9 people. But we lived in it. But we were paying rent. Bishop kept saying, if God give me the lumber, I'll build that house. Guess what? From here. Reverend Jones, we can get through this. Reverend Jones, we can do that. Reverend Jones, if you will swap out this work, then I'll swap out that work. If you'll lay bricks here, I'll build here. You see the house. I'm bragging on God. But suppose, because I kept saying, he said, two of you agree. It's a wonder the Lord had done it, but he honored his faith. I said, how do you think you're going to build a house? We can't hardly live on what we got. Work all day on the job, half the night. All day on the job, half the night. All day on the job. And then people started saying, when y'all going to get in the house? He started in 1989, laid the foundation. We moved in 1994 and still wasn't finished. I'm saying this to tell you, he said, get up! Get to moving! Go get your house. Go get your land. I want to go somewhere else, but he wants me to stay right there. Go get your house. Go get your land. So some of us are thinking too small. And I was thinking, Lord, some people rather rent because they don't want the responsibility that it goes with the house. He said, tell them, go get your house. Go get your land. Hallelujah. My God, God will do amazing things. Come up here, LaToy. Bishop, look up there. Look in my briefcase there and get that envelope that's got her name on it. Go get me a bucket, somebody. I know you haven't given your offering. Come on up here. Give her that bucket. Right in the middle of my sermon, the Lord said to tell y'all to put something in her bucket. Or she about to go get her house. She don't even know where it is. But he said she about to go. Y'all don't put your offering there. Come on quickly right in the middle of my sermon. If you need to turn that part off the sermon, because it's going to take just a minute. Quickly. If you have something. If you're not impressed to giving thing, don't feel bad. But just come quickly. That's all I'm asking. Come quickly, come quickly, come quickly. Do whatever the Lord instructs you to do. Hallelujah. 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 Say, I'm a blessing to be a blessing. Say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Say that. I'm blessed to be a blessing. Say it again. I'm blessed to be a blessing. Say it again. I'm blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. 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 Who is this God, children? He's the Lion. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sow that seed. Sow that seed. Name it. Name your harvest. 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 Who is this God who blessed without limits? He said, I'm God. I'm the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He said, go ahead and use my power, because I said I would give you power to get wealth. He said, I would give you power to get well. Father, we thank you for this offering. We thank you for the seed that is sown. We thank you for every sower. And we thank you, Father God, for a quick harvest coming to the sowers. And we thank you that the receiver is blessed. Hallelujah. If you will hand that off to Brother T, Michelle one, they'll take care of it and get back to you at the end of the service. Hallelujah. Ooh, go on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. You say 9:13. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Lord said he would give us the power to get well. And so, in order to receive a harvest, you got to sow a seed. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. He said, read Amos 9:13. I didn't know where Amos was. I had to put it in alphabetical order. Glory to God. Right off the top of my head, I couldn't remember. I didn't remember. King James says, behold, the days come. Amos 9:13. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman will overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and the hill shall melt. And then the New Living says, the time will come, says the Lord, when the grain and the grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. You know, that reminds me of those times when we were going to the field, cutting up that grass, and faster than we could get it cut up, some more were coming up. Huh? I'm going to call it a Johnson grass experience. Start having a Johnson grass experience. If you don't know what Johnson grass is, you cut it off tonight and it's growing an inch next morning and more. Hallelujah. 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 There's so much more that I believe the Lord, but he wanted to get over to you today, that he loves you and he is God. He wants you to go get your house. Shout hallelujah. Let's give our children a hand for being so good at helping us get this word. Amen. All right, children, these up here, the little ones in Brother Tim's class, maybe the ones in Miss Kathy's want to do it. Y'all get up and come up here. And y'all listen to me really well. Now, some of you might not be quite old enough, so you might have to get Jor and Maya or Paris, and one of y'all might have to get Jonesy. Somebody that's smaller. But y'all go find a older person and you tell them, said, God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Say, and you go get your stuff. Go tell them. Go find an adult and tell them that. Take Jordan with you. Take somebody. Take him with you, babe. Take this ball. Okay. Go with him. Come get him. Come get him, Miss Smiley. I call her Miss Smiley because she doesn't like to smile too much. Glory to God. I'm at Jordan whenever he finishes with something. Are y'all telling them? Tell them so they hear you now. And when Jordan finishes with something, he said, I done. So I'm just telling you, I got more to say, but I done. I believe I said what the Lord would have me to share. He said, I have given you everything. I have 2 Peter 1 and 2. and 3 and 4, where he has given us everything that pertains to. Thank you, children. Let's give him another hand. Father, we thank you that your word has gone forth. It is anointed to change lives, that we are awakened now to the possibilities of owning property and land that you have already given to us, and we go forth and do all that you said we should do, because we realize that you are God. You're the only God. You are the high and lifted up one, clothed in majesty and honor. We already know you're the healer, you're the deliverer, you're the one who sets us free. And so we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I was picked up a notebook yesterday out of a drawer or something, and I opened it and it said 1994. And it was notes from services in 1994. Do you know we were saying the same thing then we're saying now? So we've heard this word for a long time. Who is this God? He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Bishop.